Debt debate countdown begins now. Just 6 days until the government is forced to default, some people are writing their lawmakers demanding a compromise. But one comedian is making his frustrations heard through music.
Raise the debt ceiling, raise the debt ceiling, raise the debt ceiling.
$14 trillion in debt, but yo, we ain't got no crime.
Dropping $100 bills and $1 billion bonds.
Spending money we don't have, that's the name of the game.
They call me cumulonimbus because you don't
make it rain.
Drive all kinds of cars, got all kinds of whips. People laugh at me how I get.
Guy behind the video, Remy Munasifi, he's joining us from Washington. Remy, okay, so you're the one person we all wanted to talk to today. Everybody is talking about your rap, and you're a comedian, but you're pretty good with the lyrics too. Tell us why. Why did you decide to rap about raising the debt ceiling?
Well, a good friend of mine, Meredith Bragg, over at Reason TV, is a video producer and director, and we'd teamed up before. Last month, I rewrote the Hokey Pokey and made it about the TSA and called it the Pokey Pokey. And we had a lot of fun making that video. And so we thought maybe we should try the debt ceiling.
Are you a political kind of guy? Are you following this debate?
I mean, we're following it. It certainly saturated the airwaves. I think with an NFL lockout, I guess, that just ended, and now we start paying attention to things that maybe matter a little more. We were certainly paying attention to it.
What do you think about it? I mean, do you believe you should raise the debt ceiling, or is it just kind of an easy hook? Or do you have a real opinion about it? Are you serious about it?
Well, we certainly didn't set out to make the video too preachy. When you watch the coverage, it's Republicans calling the Democrats crazy and the Democrats calling Republicans crazy. I was looking at the whole debate and thinking, look, you're all crazy. And this would, all this spending kind of fits in well with like a bad rap. I just happened to be a bad rapper, and we just sort of took it from there. A jumpsuit and took it from there.
I was wondering if you own that jumpsuit or not, I mean, you kind of cleaned up everything. You look pretty good here without the hat and all that stuff. But this thing is viral, really. It's going viral. Do you hope to influence this debate, or do you think that lawmakers might be paying attention to this now?
Well, I hope that it does encourage debate. I was reading the comments, and somebody said, I want to punch this guy in the face. And somebody said, I want to punch this guy in the neck. And I thought, that kind of counts. That's almost a debate.
All right. Well, Remy, we enjoyed your rap. We really did. And we enjoyed having you on. And, of course, a lot of people are talking about this. They're writing about it, and you're rapping about it. And any way that people can participate, we think, is a good thing. So, Remy, thanks for being with us here on CNN Newsroom.
Any excuse to wear makeup. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Remy.